welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 13, episode number 148. What's going on?
Ooh, that's a lot of numbers.
Yep. Yep. And as you said last week, we are inching closer to that 150.
I know.
Episode. That's awesome.
I know. It's kind of exciting because it's just, who would have thought that, again, I mean, we talked about this last week, that here we are 150 episodes later. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yay.
3 years later. That's nuts.
I know.
3.5 years later.
Yeah.
Won't hit episode 500 until we're 500. We won't hit 200 until we're in our fifth season. We might never hit 500. We might.
Yeah, we'll see. We may have to start doubling up.
We might age out before then. Yeah. But
if we make it to 500, though, holy shit.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Epic party.
Yeah.
That would have let's see. That would be season 11 because we do, doing the math real quick, we do 45 episodes a season. So 90 episodes after season 2, season 3 we hit 100, so 90 episodes, 100, and this is fascinating listening for anybody. I don't know.
You lost me several numbers ago.
500 divided by 45. 11.
Yeah. 11, yeah.
11
season. See, I know math stuff's in my head.
Yeah, I do. I do simple math stuff's on my phone.
I use these 10 digits I got here. I use the fingers. And well, if it's really high, I'll use the toes.
I did the, you know.
True. I don't use my toes. I do use my fingers, though.
Woo. Last week, we were discussing turning in our 30s and feeling comfortable with ourselves and all of that. And I had one of those moments in life where you have to face your age, you know, like when you get your first gray hair, or like we talked about last week, you feel comfortable with yourself, or you realize that you can't drink like you used to, or stay up like you used to, or work out like you used to anymore, you know. I went to the eye doctor on Friday and found out that I need reading glasses.
Oh, nice.
Here they are. I believe that they actually are technically from the men's section of the cart.
Hey-o, they're probably cheaper then. There's something going on there.
I think they're gender neutral probably. Regardless, I have trouble with glasses. Like, they just never look right on my face. And I was like, this is the first time that I'm ever wearing glasses that aren't Coke bottles. Like, this is literally one. No, when I say multiply this length by 10, that's my current prescription with the special thin lenses. You guys have seen my other glasses. Anyway.
They're quite thick.
They are very thick. And keep in mind, again, that's the special lenses with the glare proof, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I will say that it's a tough adjustment going from like this to like then adjusting my eyes. Uh-huh. But it does, things do look better. I know that's it's not perfect. Good. Like, I don't think it's like the perfect solution, but look, I'm not in my other glasses. Like, what feels the best in the end is not wearing my contacts at all and just wearing my regular glasses. But we went through, like, everything on Friday. And, you know, finally he was just like, oh, I think you just need reading glasses. So there we are.
Good old pair of readers.
Good old pair of readers. Went to Walmart and everything.
Yep. My mom used to do it with her readers. She used to have, like, a whole bunch, and she'd have them, like, strategically everywhere. Placed around the house.
That's it.
One in her purse, one on the coffee table, one by the bedside table, so she wouldn't have to carry them around or know where they were. She just had multiples everywhere.
That's what my coworker said that she does, too, is she goes to the dollar store, buys, like, 5 of the same pair, and then just leaves them everywhere.
Great. Any place you might read, just only one there.
Yep, it's too much to be responsible for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks. So, but what's going on with you guys?
I went back and exchanged my nylons again since last week. That happened again. So I took them out of the box, and once again, I like put them on, and I was super happy because I was like, it got them on. I mean, you guys know, like, first of all, it's like a time consuming process. I'm not saying that it takes hours or anything, but it's like, it's different than putting on a pair of pants. It's, you know,
yeah. Yeah,
there's like
sure.
more, like
right
bending involved, like getting your leg up and like being careful and trying not to, you know, get a run in them. So do that. And I'm super stoked and I'm like ready to like put on the next piece of clothing. And I look down and there's a fucking run in it. Are you goddamn kidding me? Like, is this a joke at this point? And the other thing is like, it changes my whole outfit because it was the only pair of like nude nylons that I had.
Oh,
so I can no longer wear what I was counting on wearing. So then, you know, I have to like think of another outfit.
Do you have to? Are you like required to wear nylons?
No, no, I am not. There is no dress code where I work whatsoever. I do remember my mom talking about where she worked, like the dress code there. And like,
yeah.
It was super crazy specific down to the nylons for women. And I kind of wondered how it was legal to differentiate between what a man has to wear and what a woman has to wear. But whatever. It was super weird. We do not have that. But like, I just wouldn't. First of all, it's always nylon weather here, I guess is the easiest way to put it. It's always not that hot and a little bit chilly. And especially now that it's October, I really do feel a change. So I would want it for the warmth, but also I feel weird not wearing anything on my legs at work. Okay. And then there's also the rub factor.
Yeah. The what like, factor?
Well, the, like I walk to work. And so if I walk to work in a dress and I don't have anything like, on at all, then my thighs are going to be just completely tore up by the end of the day. So
that's fair. Yeah. And how do you feel about tights? Something a little thicker.
I love tights. I used to wear tights exclusively. I might have to just like invest. The thing is, I think that nylons are more sexy. Mm-hmm. Not that I necessarily like need to be
right.
But
right.
You know, I like the look. And then the other thing is nylons, like you don't have really, in my experience, like a real like sheer looking leg, like nude looking, you know?
That's true. I don't have any nude tights. I do have some sheer tights, but they still are.
But you can tell that they're black. Yeah. And it looks like you're wearing tights, which is fine. So maybe for everything but those outfits that I want to wear with.
Right, a nude
nylon. Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
So that,
that's
how it continues. I did also go swimming on my own though, and I swam laps.
Yay!
And then it's like it's working. I'm getting better.
Woohoo!
And I can do my laps. Like this is my goal, and so I was very very happy. And it's a great workout. Very excited.
That's awesome.
It's just so good for your joints swimming.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like it's so low impact, but like. Yeah. High on cardio and muscle building.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to get different muscles because it uses different muscles. Yeah, and it's totally. A full body workout, which is great. So,
Yeah, coming off of like a couple of those running injuries the past couple of years, like this is good.
Yeah. Before I forget, we were originally going to be live tonight for our patrons, but we actually pushed that show back to October 15th in 2 weeks. We're not going to have a new episode next week. But if you are a patron at the Hangout level or higher, if you would like to be a patron at the Hangout level or higher before October 15th, patreon.com/JayandJack, and we will definitely have our live show then. You can blame the Rumblecast After Dark Boys for us not being live tonight. We heard that we were double booked, and we are chivalrous, so we said ladies first, and we let them have the week for their live show. So stay tuned if you are a Hangout level patron. October 15th, put it on your calendars. All right, I didn't want to forget to announce that though, so cool, cool, cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
What's going on with you, Amanda? Anything exciting?
Nothing too exciting. I do have two things of note.
Ooh.
Our upstairs neighbor appears to have a new girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to know why I know that?
I can guess.
Great. I will tell you. So set the stage. We live in a building that was built in the 1960s. It's very cute. It's kind of art deco-y. Very, very thin walls and apparently floor ceiling ratio. Mm-hmm. So we can hear just about everything. And like the way our vents are, I can hear full conversations between my neighbors and their kitchen in my kitchen. It's the sound bleeds. Our upstairs neighbor is, should live in a shack in the middle of the woods
because oh, no.
He's just naturally very noisy. He plays music very loud. He watches TV very loud. Just does everything very loud.
Maybe he needs like a hearing aid. He needs a hearing
aid. But
some of us are
also,
just loud, okay?
But also has found someone that it appears to share his enjoyment of things that are loud. This weekend, it was nice here in New York. We had our windows open. We could hear people down in like the courtyard behind our apartment setting up for a party.
Oh, she could hear them down all right.
And then I could start hearing some noises. We all know the noises. I won't extrapolate too much, but it was a female murmurs, and I was like, that sounds like sex noise, but it was quiet. So I was like, maybe it's just they're like trying to set up something, trying to assemble something downstairs in the party, and it's like tough, so they're, you know, grunting a little, and then it just kept getting louder.
Oh no!
Like really, really loud. And I was like, Tana, did you hear that? And they're like out the window trying to figure out where it's coming from. It's like obviously coming from outside.
Oh my god.
And then I could hear a little something upstairs, and I was like, I think it's upstairs. And Daniel's like, no, it's too loud. It's coming from outside. It's not coming from through the ceiling.
Noise is coming from outside the house.
Coming from inside. And I was like, okay. Cut to last night.
Oh, no.
I had the worst bout of insomnia I have had in a long time. If I slept 10 minutes, I...
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was real bad. And I'm lying there just praying to the sleep gods. To just help me out. And then I start to hear some noise.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Definitely coming from upstairs and pretty loud. And this is like 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
At this point.
They're definitely in a new relationship.
Louder. And then the sounds are multiplying between bumping and thumping and all sorts of things. Then I'm like, well, now I'm up.
That's what she said.
That's what he said.
He said.
Like, now I'm awake. I think I go to Daniel. I'm like, do you hear that? And I hear like, ugh. I'm like, all right, I'm on my own in this.
So she's like, everyone around me is moaning and groaning.
That's not me. So I get up, I read a little. It eventually dies down. But then I hear them again this morning, like just like up moving around, like awakeness at like normal awake time at like 7 o'clock. I'm like, dude, you're an adult. What are you doing? This must be a new relationship. Because if I'm having fun that late at night, I'm not up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. So that kind of sucked. I'm hoping there is not a reprieve tonight. Unless it's while we're recording. That could be kind of a fun experiment.
Oh, or
it's loud enough for the microphone to pick up.
You could put it on Instagram. Video record it and put it on Insta.
I could. I just might. Our neighbor, I don't actually know my neighbor. So they wouldn't know it's me. They wouldn't know.
God.
They wouldn't know. But yeah, so that was thing one.
What
thing
would be
two,
a good hashtag for that?
Probably more exciting.
I don't know. It's hard to
tell. Daniel
and
I started watching Superstore this weekend.
Oh, yay!
We're 3 episodes in.
Awesome.
So we have a long way to catch up.
Season 3 is the best season. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Well, we're still on season 1.
Yeah,
well, I'll let you know when we get there.
Okay. Awesome.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yay!
Yeah,
I can't
wait. There's
very
few shows that I feel like I laugh out loud at so much these days.
Oh, you have to give us updates every day with what you're watching. Like Shandy gave me updates, Mike gave me updates. I make people like tell me like what part are you on?
Yeah. So we just watched where they had the Senor Cloud salsa.
Oh yes. Salsa. And they wanted her to do it because she's
But it's really fun. I particularly like watching comedies with Daniel because he just gets so overcome with giggle.
Yes.
Like, he just has a very fun laugh that adds a whole level of enjoyment
That's
to
awesome.
Comedy watching because he gets just all worked up and So it's like I'm enjoying the TV. I'm enjoying him. It's just an enjoyable experience all around.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
I'm late to the game, but thanks, guys. I'm here.
Woohoo! Yay! Okay, yeah. I can't wait for to. I'm just so excited. Speaking of, rest in peace. The actress that plays Myrtle passed away this past week.
I don't know who Myrtle is.
She's the old lady. You've met her, but she probably hasn't become a big character yet. So one of the cool things about, I think we talked about this, like it's such an ensemble cast that a lot of those people were hired to be like bit players or background players. And like the one that plays Justine, I don't know if you've met Justine yet. Like she was hired to do like a one episode thing and turned it into now being like, you know, a regular guest. Like she's a main side character.
So if only I could have been hired onto that show instead of Big Little Lies.
Yeah, you might have had a chance.
I could have reeled my way in there.
Yeah. Yeah, good times, good times. Anyway, yeah, I'm super excited. So, yay! Man, Amanda, you win today. Sex Noises and Superstore.
Yep. It's been an eventful,
and that's our episode title. Sex Noises and Superstore.
Sex Noises and Superstore.
It's searchable for everything you could possibly... Yep.
All the things.
Cool. Well, yay. Yeah. Keep us hosted. Oh, God. I told you guys what happened with the episode from last week. So we had this crazy audio glitch. So our episode came out a little bit late last week. It was midnight on Friday. It was all set and ready by what time? Like noon on Friday, I was done. And, you know, I went to export it and I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, my computer, like my GarageBand crashed. My computer kind of crashed. I had already hit save because I had already finished it and was about to export it. And so I was like, oh, no problem. Like I wasn't freaking out. I was like, it's just saved. I'll just restart my computer and I'm sure I haven't lost anything. And, you know, if I did, it can't be more than like a minute or two because I know that I've just saved it. So I go to restart it. It's the same length. So I'm thinking, awesome. And I notice that there's like weird, like the way the audio looks is weird. And there's like random gaps in it. And I'm thinking, this is weird. So I go to play it and it's the same 18 second clip, which was actually a blooper clip that somehow made its way into the...
So weird.
Into the whole show. Which I think I should play that bloopers clip for you right now because
yes,
I did make a video of it and I put it in the Jay and Jack Facebook group, but I don't know if anybody saw it because nobody like you know thumbed up it, but it was so let me see if I can hopefully you guys can hear this. I haven't hit play yet, but this clip was over and over again for an hour and 12 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's so weird.
So, hold on.
Hi, Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. I listened to a very interesting interview from former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara and don't try and autocorrect because people have correct grammar. Let me go back to the top. Hi, Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. I listened to a very interesting interview from former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara and Hi, Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. I listened to a very interesting
interview. This is actually my own personal nightmare.
Look, all this random speech.
It actually kind of is. It was literally
my own
that
voice
clip.
Looping over and over again, doing something stupid. Yeah.
It was
this
clip.
This is why I can't sleep at night.
It was that clip over and over again. That was a blooper. And there were random cuts. Like, it was almost like it had followed where I had made edits, but it didn't because there were chunks missing. I have no idea how it happened. What on earth, like... It was just that over and over again. Every blooper, every bonus clip, the main thing, everything except there were only two original clips on there that did not turn into that. The first one was our intro music. And the second one was the day before I had gone in and I told a story last week about getting my IUD put back in. And it was like 8 or 9 minutes long. And the show was kind of running longer a little bit. And I cut the whole like 8 minutes out and I trimmed it down to like, I don't know, 2 or 2.5 minutes for a potential bonus clip for the patron show. And I had done that before I'd done anything else, and I had put that down there. So that random, like, 2-minute clip and our intro song were the only two things that did not change over, and I have absolutely no idea what happened. So, long story short, I had a freak out because I was so mad. I just wanted to be done with it. I acted like a big old baby on Facebook, and then, you know, ended up that night sitting down and re-editing the whole show. Somehow lost another minute because the total runtime was only was like a minute and a half less. So I don't know what happened there, but whatever. So that was a whole adventure. And I actually did put the whole clip of that. It's like a explaining that with like visuals on my blog, callrights.com, which I'll link to in the show notes. But I'm excited about that because I also did the Lizzo blog post.
Nice.
Nice.
So I'm excited that I finally did that. And at some point I'm going to finish Magic for Liars and do a review on there. And who knows what else. I'm going to be crazy. It's going to be cool. Crazy, 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 crazy. So anyway, yeah, long story short, sorry about the little bit tardiness of the episode last week, but that was crazy. It was possessed.
Yeah, seriously, that's gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't gross. The clip itself is hysterical, and I can't wait to play it over and over again.
Oh no, please, for the bloopers. My own personal nightmare.
I actually deleted that whole track because I was so frustrated with it. I thought about keeping it and like making it into something funny, and then I at like by like 11:30 that night, I was like, I can't look at this track anymore. It's killing me. So,
oh.
Yeah. Cool. Anybody else have anything before we move on?
I watched Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Yay. It was okay. Yeah. It was kind of boring, but it was okay.
I liked it. I really liked it. I especially liked the end of the episode.
Oh, my God. The two of them giving the commentary.
Oh, that was great. That was great. But even just how the vote out went down, I was very happy with that. I thought it was going to be another one of these seasons where I'm like, oh, God, okay. But no, I really enjoyed it. And I listened to Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen.
Thank you.
Yes. And that was really fun. And I listened to some other Survivor podcasting. And it's like, I don't know. It was like meeting up with an old friend.
Yeah.
That I hadn't seen for a while. It felt really comfortable and fun and like, oh yeah, this is why I really liked this dumb crazy show.
I like the characters this season. I think that there's
the cast is so much more diverse.
Yeah.
And Lynn Spellman is no longer part of
casting. I did not know that.
Yeah. I was like, huh, is that what needed to change? I mean, whatever. I'm sure there's multiple things that needed to change, but I was just like, huh. There's more than like one token black person on this season. Like, wow, good job.
Right. Oh, we watched the episode with Dennis and Mary Ellen came to Raleigh.
Yeah.
And
that's
Elena
right.
and her daughter Katie came to watch, came over. So that was really fun to watch it with people. The only downside was, well, not downside, the awesome part was Dennis brought champagne for us to do a toast to impeachment. But I had like 3/4 of that bottle of champagne by myself. So I had to re-listen to Survivor JJC the next day to be like, what happened on the episode again? Because I barely drank in September. I had, I was trying to have a dry month. So I had a couple of exceptions, but it's definitely like, all right, maybe, 3/4 of a bottle of champagne might not have been the.
So you recorded right after watching it?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Does that make a whole lot of sense now?
No. I mean, it wasn't. I would have never thought that. But there was something about you, like, not remembering the tribe names, which, like, whatever. That's totally normal.
Who remembers
the tribe names? And then, like, looking something up. But there was some fun, like, back and forth about that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Just you're like, I've been there before.
Put a different lens on that. Yeah. It was a really fun episode, though.
Thank you. I thought so, too. I was like, oh, thank God I didn't say anything to embarrass myself.
No, you guys were really fun.
Awesome. But thank you, Dennis and Mary Ellen, for the champagne, though, because that was really fun, too. Dennis, though, I can't believe I forgot to mention this. Dennis and Mary Ellen brought down two geocache travel bugs that they found in, like, 2005.
What? Oh. That makes me feel so much better about still having
one. Yeah, right?
It hasn't been that long.
I dropped off the two that I had in New York this past weekend, and I put them both in the same container. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to get and, like, move them along again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I thought that was so awesome. And one of them has, so it's dated, like, 2004, and there's a picture of the guy who must have placed it on the inside of the lid with his, like, two young sons.
Oh, wow.
Or his young
son.
And
now they're, like, two young
I know,
men.
And I keep thinking, like, oh, my God, these kids it's are probably, like, 30 now. Good times. But, you know, that was really awesome, so.
That's really cool.
I promise, though, our next Survivor show, I will not have champagne or probably have been drinking it all. So.
Well, it worked. It was a good episode. I liked the analysis. Jack had some comment out of the gate where I was like, yes! Look at Jack being like a social justice warrior.
What was it now?
It was something about equality or something. I can't.
He's learning. He's getting there slowly.
It was a really good point.
He's learned how to properly navigate the internets to the good sites.
It's refreshing, though, when it's not always the same, like, grizzled feminists that have to, like, bring those things up. It's nice when it's somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was very appreciated. Cool. But now, of course, I can't remember what it was.
That's okay. Just shout it out if you remember. We'd love to do that on this show. So,
the response, the best.
Yeah.
The best response.
They are. We love them. We love them. Everybody check out. Jay has a new YouTube channel. It's called Geek Dad Life. And
yes.
It's also, it's on Facebook. It's on my blog too. And it's on his Facebook page. But yeah, he was looking for a fun, exciting, just a fun creative outlet. And decided that he would try that. So, yeah.
Cool.
Check
cool.
that out if you want. The first episode is up. I think by the time this podcast comes out, there will be two episodes up because I think he and Zach are filming a little mini episode tomorrow.
Cute. Cool.
Yeah, I know. We're putting Zach to work because we recorded our patrons bonus content for Survivor JJC, which is Zach and I talk about the challenges. We recorded that tonight, and that was
God, I can listen to those now.
That was a hyper child. Like, he loves to sit at my microphone and make loud noises to watch it get big. And that's what she said. I know. Finally, like, I muted him, and he was not happy. So, yeah, good times. All right, for real now. If anybody else has anything otherwise, I guess we could probably move on.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right, so I came prepared this week, somewhat prepared. I found a Reddit thread from Ask Reddit, you know, the subreddit. And when I saw it and the first response to it, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect for us. The universe just said, hey, here's your easy thing to talk about this week.
Oh my gosh.
So the thread is, what is a common object that was clearly not designed with women in mind? And the first response was from a Lordica, who said, women's clothes. Come on. Yes. We want pockets. We want to buy pants and shirts by measurements. Not all size 10s have identical dimensions.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Also underwear and bras in the same vein of clothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually did. There were other responses like underneath that about that. Somebody talked about women's shirts in light colors, how they're always see-through. And, true. You know, you always have to wear a cami under them. And who wants to wear, buy a camisole to have to wear under a light-colored shirt when your shirt should take care of that shit anyway?
Yep. You know how many camisoles I own that are the exact same thing in multiple colors? Because I have so many shirts that are see-through.
Yes. Damn, I actually
too low-cut that I can't, like, wear it to work and be professional. Mm.
I actually recently purged a lot of my New York and Company and H&M camisoles that were all the same, like the same in the different colors, but they were from the 90s and they looked like they were from the fucking 90s. Like that was that material.
I still enjoy the H&M ones. The Old Navy ones are also quite nice.
I think the ones that I kept were the Old Navy ones. And one of my – yes, I did. I kept the Old Navy ones because they had the lace, which was like kind of cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And I kept my gray and my tan ones from H&M. Everything else went – because I had red that I never wore. I had blue. I had – the black one I kept was actually one that I got for $2 at Forever 21.
Oh, nice.
That I still love, even though I'm sure I probably should get rid of it.
Yep. Nope, just black, several white, and then a couple like neutral colors.
I kept,
black and white.
I had so many, so I got rid of a lot of them. That was my big purge from last fall. Somebody else said stairs that are see-through from the bottom. Imagine a woman wearing a dress or a skirt and there are people below. Yeah. Which I had that experience today.
Oh my God.
Today I was in a dress and I was going to a professional building and I had been to this place before and never ever noticed it. Maybe I'd never worn a dress there before, but I can't imagine that I'd never worn a dress there before. And somebody was sitting there, a dude was sitting on the bench underneath the stairs, just eating his lunch, you know, eating his lunch on his phone, not like paying any attention to me to be a creeper. But as I walked up the stairs, I was like, holy shit, I can see his silhouette down there, which means he could totally see up my dress right now. And again, he wasn't being a creeper. He was just sitting there like on his phone, eating his lunch, like not whatever. But somebody at some point has totally figured that out. So, let's see what else. This that was from Chickadee Delight. This is from Bunbury. All right, we are going to put the reading glasses on now. Bunbury 91, who said, medicine, most medicine is never tested on women, just on men. And it turns out that women often respond quite differently to them.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrifying. I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's terrible.
So John Oliver actually talked about this. Did you see that?
It's fucking enraging. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I started. I obviously didn't get to that part.
It was from about a month ago. It was I watched it the same day that I watched White House Down and put it on our Instagram. But he talks about this. So they used to only test products on men, and it was because
men are seen as a neutral.
Men are
seen as a neutral.
Well, they just thought that, I don't know, it was the best way to go, but they didn't want to risk menstrual cycles interfering with their studies.
Well, they are kind of like, there's all these other factors with women, and so we don't want to, like, in order to do, like, a clean study, like, we need just to use men. And it's like, well, so you're admitting that there's, like, potentially all these other biological factors with women, so you're still going to develop this drug and then market it to women.
Yeah.
But you've just said that, like, you've just admitted that there's all these other things that you might want to take into consideration, but you're not going to develop the drug for that.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds like a great plan.
Go back and watch the John Oliver episode. I know it was at the end of August, and it was all about women's health and women of color and how they are treated differently when it comes to medicine. And it's infuriating, and it's definitely something to go worth checking out. And I'm sorry, I'm looking at myself in the reading glasses and I can't stop staring at how different I look. I'm like, this is why people like glasses. Because they don't look like Coke bottles. Okay. apparently these are not strong enough for this. Lexi Dopterix chimed in with women's birth control. So many awful side effects, with my favorite one being, okay, but there isn't well-documented proof. Documented, whatever. Okay, moving on. somebody else brought up seat belts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because again, the like
crash dummies
seen as the universal. So just get a male crash test.
So Mere Spell brought up seatbelts, and then Graphics Girl chimed in with, They were designed the way they were designed. Women are more likely to die in car accidents because all crash test dummies are based on male dimensions. So literally, seatbelts are not designed with women in mind. And they actually link to an article from February 23rd, 2019 in The Guardian that talks about this. And I actually do remember seeing that link when it did go around. So somebody else said, I once went for a nurse's appointment where the female nurse pointed out that the disposable aprons they had weren't wide enough to cover her breasts and just sunk into her cleavage. So obviously they had been made with a flat chest in mind. When she brought this up with senior staff, they told her to wear one apron over each breast.
Yeah, because that makes good sense.
Yeah, right, because that doesn't draw attention to anything.
Right. Good solution. Good job, guys. Really thinking on your feet.
Sponsored by Destiny brought up lab protective equipment, especially when it was meant to be shared, like lab coats. Despite the labs I do in my work, it was all dominated by short women. Most of us ended up being wearing ones that end up being too long and thus a safety hazard. And God forbid if you're not skinny, because it's not going to fit over your hips and your boobs. And don't get me started on the face guard and gloves that we have for liquid nitrogen. Like you were saying, Shandy, and anything that seems to be shared seems to be something that is only made for the men. Let's see. Car seat headrests. When my hair's in a ponytail, I can't sit comfortably. I guess I'm in that lucky demographic where I fit where my ponytail can go in between the little hole thing.
Oh man.
Yeah, same.
I cannot
put mine up higher.
Yeah. I usually take mine out.
Yeah. I have to take mine out when I do Pure Bar or ab stuff because I can't lay with the ponytail and on the mat.
Oh, golly girl, that shit just as high on my head as it'll go.
My hair's not long enough yet.
That's true. I did have that problem when my hair was short. I would do a headband to get all the little wispies on the bar.
Ooh, headband. Mm-hmm.
I wish that I could do headbands. My face, like my head shape, must be weird.
Because
like, head shape just doesn't keep them on no matter what.
Oh. Weird. I find ones with like a little bit of an elastic in the back helps. Yeah, I have one that I got in Costa Rica that I really love. It's like elastic on the back and pretty on the top, so it like holds everything.
Yeah.
So Soda Girl said, power tools, there's no size variance on handles, so if you have a smaller hand, it's harder to grip the tool properly. Just the vibration from the tool alone can lead to carpal tunnel or acute injuries. This actually reminds me of Dennis's feedback from last week where he talked about the Preet interview, which I listened to that clip 100 gazillion times, about the firefighter, the female firefighter they kept pushing us back. I was going to mention it last week, but I didn't. I remember when this was a thing in New York. I remember hearing people grumble about it and how they wouldn't want a woman to save them because she wouldn't be able to carry them. I have distinct memories of when this controversy was out and hearing people in real life like repeat these talking points and whatnot. And it was one of those things where I did kind of like have that like, that makes sense on the surface. And then being like, then privately being like, I don't know if this, it was one of those things like early me being like, So anyway, this reminded me of that, that they don't make the power tools for the little ladies. And then let me see.
I have one to add.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Tampons was brought up, actually. I scrolled past it.
There's toxic shit in there. Like, that's not made.
And and some of the applicators also.
Oh, once, cool.
Somebody else said the U.S. government. Definitely. That was not designed for a lot of people in mind.
Right.
And then to finish this out, what is a common object that clearly was not designed with women in mind? Porn.
except for Erica Lust. There's a throwback. But that's seriously, it's like, this is one of those things where this like linguistic question will come up a lot about saying things like mankind and man and using he as a neutral.
Instead of they, yeah.
Yeah. Or instead of like he or she or he. Like, yeah. You know, it's really not hard to correct. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't understand how you can possibly be on the side of the, well, actually, man comes from the German man with two N's that had, blah, blah, and like, don't give me the fucking etymology of this word that today means male, human.
Right.
And excludes people. And so makes them feel not great when you say it. But then when you see that the effect that also has, then on every level of society, when we come to see man as the universal, just like how that seeps into all of these different aspects of our lives and how messed up that is.
Right.
It's important to make those changes. Don't be the douchebag that, well, actually is the mankind argument.
Nope.
Exactly. Just don't be the douchebag that, well, actually is anything.
No. Listen and try and learn something.
Right. Like it never ceases to amaze me. The people that rail and scream about things like political correctness and having to say Native Americans instead of Indians are the same people
that
are like.
Are there still people like that?
Yes.
Mm.
Why are they so upset that they can't say Indians when that's a different country?
Because
that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's what they grow up.
That's what they grew up with. And the liberals just want to take it away from them.
Yep.
And now
to go back to the Indian thing.
Oh, boy.
When I was at Alcatraz, they still use the term American Indian.
Well, I feel like it's very different to say Indian and American Indian. And it's also different who's saying it.
Right. But it was all part of the tour. It was like still in all the literature. Mm-hmm. It was still everywhere. And it was just like.
American Indian is still less offensive than actual Indian.
Yeah, but I think
Indian,
I was, and maybe, you know, New York City bubble, I thought, you know, our liberal leanings were taking us more to a First Nation, Native people
kind of
language. So I was surprised.
Indigenous people.
Like, it caught me off guard. Yeah. They kept saying, I thought we decided we weren't using this term anymore.
I think that American Indian is accepted within some, like, Native American
Right. And I think that's ultimately why it's still there.
Right. Exactly. And I would say, like, First Nation is specifically Canadian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's like their common nomenclature for Native American is First Nation. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
Which, if you are interested in hearing more about the plight of Canadian Indigenous women, there's a podcast out there. It's called Missing and Murdered. And the second season is called Finding Cleo, and it talks about a little girl of a family that was, you know, of Indigenous children who were taken by child welfare workers and like broken up to be adopted. But the first season talks about a woman named Alberta Williams, who was also an Indigenous woman who was missing and murdered. And it's a fantastic podcast. It's, you know, it's in the dark quality caliber. I definitely recommend it if you are looking for a true crime podcast and have not listened to it yet. It's called Missing and Murdered. I can link to it in the show notes. But man, we have taken a journey. We have ended up here.
True. Woo! Very true.
I think we need a palate cleanser about a little baby who was born on 91919 at 9:19 p.m. and weighed 9 pounds and 19 ounces. No, wait, that's not a thing. 19 ounces isn't a thing.
But it was 19 inches long, right?
19 inches long. Yeah. Thank you. I was like, I know there was a whole bunch of 19 things. So this baby is my soul animal. Is that the right word? Soul animal?
Spirit animal, I think is
spirit
what
you're animal. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Baby Catherine, you have no idea who we are, but you are an honorary broad.
Guys, can you hear it?
Yeah.
They're fucking.
Oh my God.
Wait, it just got quiet again. Hold on.
I definitely heard
of it. Oh, I heard it too. You should send them some oysters or something. She finished already? They're getting good at this game.
No, I think it just takes a minute. It's like start and stop.
She's got a mouthful by now. This would normally be stuff in the bonus content. It's not going to be in the bonus content. It's going to remain here.
Yeah.
Sex Noises in Superstore. That's like a band title.
Yeah, but like, yeah. It's almost like too much to be authentic, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You mean she's definitely trying.
New relationship.
It's a new relationship. They're all trying to please each other in all the way. I mean, yeah, you do you. Oh, there it is again. I genuinely thought that was Shandy's cat at first.
No, that's
you thought it was my pussy. Hopefully this means you'll be able to sleep tonight.
That is definitely somebody having sex.
I have the microphone up to the window because I can, it comes to, the bed must be near the window. Oh wait, here comes Daniel.
It's like, are you getting this?
I am getting this.
I can't wait to relive this in post-production.
Ooh. I got chocolate too.
I want sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting? Is it devious stares in my direction? Surely this is a dream. Surely,
dream.
Mama, this surely is a dream.
Mama.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right then.
Well, all right.
I think on that
note. You did deliver.
I think on that note, we're going to go to a commercial break. So we can all go. We can all take a shower.
Smoke a cigarette.
Have a little privacy.
Yeah. And I totally got to go upstairs and tell Jay about this. So. Because this is cremazing. All right. Yeah. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. All right. On that note, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Amanda, are all...
quiet on the Eastern Front?
On the Eastern... on the Western Brooklyn Front?
South Brooklyn. So
South
I suppose
Brooklyn.
It's technically all quiet on the Southern Front.
All quiet on the Southern Front, another potential episode title. I mean, we're just racking them up and all of them involve your neighbor's sex noises.
Pretty much.
I kind of like that one too, though.
Yep. Oh my God.
So nothing to report on your end, Amanda.
No. It's
let us know.
It's currently quiet.
Okay.
I will let you know if it picks back up. They do seem like twice a night people.
They do.
Early in the relationship, so
yeah,
we might get a reprieve before.
Let us know if the shower starts running.
Yeah, that I definitely can't hear. Never hear running water. Just all the other sound. Quiet pipes.
Quiet pipes. I also kind of like Quiet Pipes as an episode title. Makes Noah.
Especially when you take the added information that a pipe in French is also slang for a blowjob. So it's a whole new layer of meaning.
Right.
Well, I was.
Pipes.
I actually was wondering if perhaps that was the reason for the quietness.
Because she was having a pipe.
She was having a pipe.
Well, she was giving a pipe, maybe.
Giving a pipe? Yeah. She was sucking a pipe, smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
What's the right word? Doing a pipe?
Doing both.
She was piping. Let's just say piping. I would love to make that a thing. Hey, yeah.
And then I would like everyone to think about the Magritte painting, This Is Not a Pipe.
This is not a pipe. Somebody remind me.
Add that knowledge of pipe meaning to your interpretation.
Somebody remind me that this episode with Amanda's neighbors and piping needs to be commemorated by artwork somehow. So if you are an artist and you are listening to this, we need this. Yeah, this needs to be a thing. Okay, so moving on. Facey back. What? Rose says, Shandy, yes, on the nylons, they rip all the time. Yep. I've bought $15 pairs, doesn't matter the cost, they always run. Such a waste of money. Thanks for starting a movement. I'm with you. Hashtag I'm with hers. Hashtag it runs, I return.
Yes. Thank you, Ro. I appreciate the support.
Yeah. We just had a little bit of robot Shandy come in, but we're going to roll with
it. I heard it too a little bit.
Yeah.
Weird. Like a little.
I don't usually hear it.
Weird.
On my end, yeah.
Ro also sent in an article. The Vagina Museum in London is opening in November after a crowdfunding campaign raised about $62,000, which is £50,000. The Vagina Museum will educate visitors about vulvas and vaginas while challenging the prevailing stigma surrounding them, development and marketing manager Zoe Williams told CNN. Founder Florence Schlechter developed the concept for the Vagina Museum after discovering a museum dedicated to penises in Ireland, the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Tasia has been to the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
You've been there?
No, Tasia has been.
Oh!
She brought me back penis paraphernalia. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
It's real.
And fabulous. As this is the world's first bricks and mortar museum dedicated to vaginas, vulvas, and the gynecological anatomy, we didn't quite know what to expect in terms of interest, and we're delighted with the $50,000 that we raised, or £50,000 that we raised. So it's going to open November 16th in London's Camden Market, with an exhibit entitled Muff Busters.
Nice. That's awesome. But going back to earlier, speaking of things not designed for women, gynecology, science, the fact that we didn't have a full understanding of the size of the clitoris until a couple years ago.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like something you probably could have tackled a lot earlier than a couple years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, somehow fell on the priority pile.
Yep.
I thought you said felt on the
priority pile.
I cracked myself up.
Oh, you get to feel it? Oh, man. We should go investigate. We should go figure that out.
Wait, where is it again? Hold on. Point me in the right direction. Anyway, this exhibit is called Muff Busters, Vagina Myths and How to Fight Them. The exhibition will challenge pervasive myths about the vagina and vulva, such that vaginas and vulva need to be cleaned through the use of bespoke feminine cleaning products. However, the vagina is completely self-cleansing. I will say that actually, randomly, I was thinking about that recently, and I don't know why I was thinking about that, but I was. If you're in London, check this out and then give us an on-the-ground report. I feel like we have people that listen to us that could easily do this, so please go for it. Cool.
On-the-ground reporter.
On-the-ground reporter.
We need a broadcast stringer.
Yes. We need a broadcast vagina and vulva warrior. We need somebody that's really going to go there. Oh, that's what she said. Bill said, back to the facey back, do you have any crazy Roomba stories? So we have a Roomba. We call our Roomba Beep Bop Boop. I cannot. Zach named him that. Him, her, whatever. And now that's just kind of stuck. I don't think I have any really crazy Roomba stories. I mean, Beep Bop Boop gets stuck places and is very persistent sometimes. Where you're like, aren't you designed to avoid these things after your first time because you've got the feelers out? And no, Beep Bop Boop sometimes struggles. But I don't think I have anything crazy. I'm sorry to be disappointing. I hope that our listeners out there can let us know if they have any crazy Roomba stories. Like, does your Beep Bop Boop? I wish that our Beep Bop Boop would chase Zoe or something fun, but alas.
Sounds like indecent to ask people about their Beep Bop Boop.
Right. Sounds very personal. Only if you feel comfortable sharing.
Listen, I feel like we have crossed that line today, and it is
Maybe you can tell us about your neighbor's beep bop boop. Yeah.
Please. That's exactly it.
Crazy beep bop boop.
Yeah. I mean, if they beep and the bop to the boop at all hours of the day and night, like, you really only have to run beep bop boop like once every week.
I don't know.
But it's at your it's I mean if you if
some people prefer a very clean house, so they need to run beep bop boop.
That is very true, but I want to remind you, just like, I don't know where I'm going with that. Something about douching being too much. Sometimes you have to let it self clean. Yeah. No? All right.
Yep. Self cleaning is also
kind of how I feel about beep bop boop, though. Is that self cleaning? Because you're not doing anything?
You're right. Actually, Amanda, you are completely correct.
Leaving the room to its own device.
You are 100% correct. Leave the room to its own device. Beep bop boop is a godsend. It is the Lord's work, something that enables something else to sweep your floor.
Yep. One of the places we were staying at when we were in San Francisco, they had a beep bop boop. They had a Roomba, and they forgot that it was in the guest room, so it came on.
Oh my God! You guys must have been freaked out.
I didn't realize those things make noise. They are loud.
It's like,
and it was like trying to like get up over our suitcases.
Zach hates the beep bop noise. Like he doesn't like loud noises. Like any kind of loud noise, he does not like that. He's extra sensitive to it. Alex and Zoe, on the other hand, are like, meh. Play your noise. Give me your loudest noise. I'll watch. I'm cool with that. Zach has a sense of shame. He's like, no, not the beep bop boop noise. Anyways. Matt said, going through the testaments now, and I thought of Shandy's fight against the pantriarchy. Pantriarchy. Or hashtag pocket-triarchy.
It's true. Had she worn trousers like a man? That was so unholy, it was almost unimaginable. But if she'd done that, how daring. She must have been very different from the way that she was now. She must have had a lot more energy.
You are a woman ahead of your time, Shandy.
That's right.
Also, I will nominate hashtag pantriarchy as an episode title. We've got like five of them going now.
I will say I did wear my men's pants to work last week.
And?
After we recorded. And I mean, like, I think maybe I need to run them through the dryer so that they will shrink. Like, you know, I was avoiding the dryer so that they would, but now, you know, like a strategic dryer, because they are a little bit, but holy shit, they were the most comfortable pants I've ever worn to work. I just was so comfortable. Like, you know, women's pants too, especially the way the styles are now, it's just like, everything is just like, you know, it's just like everything is so goddamn tight.
Yeah.
It was just very comfortable.
I've got a beep bop boop for that. I just want the transcription of what you just said. I don't think it's going to read well on...
next week's, that's what she said.
I think he can get all of them.
Oh my god,
it's 1 minute.
I think we're gonna have to have a whole show of Matthew.
But how is he going to write the sound effect?
Oh my god, I can't
wait. I think he's just gonna record what you just said and then send it into us.
Voice of judgment.
I don't know if you know, but we got a whole soundboard with the sound effects about a half hour ago.
Your patron dollars hard at work.
Hard at work. Oh my god. All right, Matt continues with more recommendations. Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. It's a southern mystery about a reclusive young woman who has lived alone in a shack in a swamp who finds herself accused of murder.
Oh,
that does sound really good.
Yeah. Daniel's sister was reading it when we were at the beach earlier this summer, and she loved it.
I will definitely link to that in the show notes through the Jay and Jack Amazon link. But if you want to look that up, We're the Craw, C-R-A-W, Dads Sing by Delia Owens through jayandjack.com/Amazon. That would be great too. Matt also recommends Unbelievable on Netflix based on the true story. So my sister is actually telling me about this weekend. She says it's great. And Matt says, based on a true story of a young woman who survived sexual assault only to be charged with filing a false report. Her story plays along two detectives who work the case. This one will probably piss you off, so maybe watch if you have a wall in your home you need to take down or a soundproof room to scream in. Really well made with some great performances by Toni Collette, Merritt Weaver, and Caitlin Dever. On a lighter note, Hustlers, written and directed by Lorraine Scafaria, is a good time. It owes a lot to Scorsese, but that does not diminish its entertainment value. It's also a good reminder that Jennifer Lopez can act. I have heard great things about Hustlers, so I am interested in seeing that movie, actually.
Me too.
Yeah. And then let's finish this up with a Matt's What She Said.
You first, then me.
I'm there for it.
We might want to push this till later.
Maybe a little bit much after doing it 13 times in a row, hashtag neighbor.
Hashtag neighbor. Frank just finished it too.
I'm excited for where they'll take it in season 4.
I want her to have a happy ending.
I'm cool with all options.
I can start if it'll jog something.
Put a hold on it.
She got way more out.
I need to go to bed, so we need to move on. Said Amanda's neighbor.
I think we're getting to the point where I don't even know if I can remember all of them.
We passed that point a while ago.
Also true.
And now I hear Brooklyn, the fire department musical.
You know, never a dull moment over here.
There is literally never a dull moment.
Hot time, summer, and the end of the summer city.
Hashtag hot fire truck city.
Not Fire Strike City.
Yeah, it's your hot girl summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we have finally gotten comfortable with each other.
The longer it went on, the more I was like, oh, this is kind of cool that I'm having this experience by myself.
That is awesome. Even today, when I was going to do it, I was like, nope, still not ready.
We were able to get a quick ride in.
I look forward to doing the southern part.
If it busts after one use, oh well. Said not your neighbor. Your neighbor was like, if it busts after one use, I'll keep faking it till
keep
it
going.
Yeah. Till I'm making it.
Well, let's see how many more uses I get out of the new one.
I have no pants.
The size is just the waist and length.
It's slightly big in the crotch.
I like where it hangs on the waist.
You're not doing it right.
I can do the breaststroke fine.
Motorboat and son of a bitch.
I have 7 more.
I can get from point A to point B without flapping around. That was me. I said that. I know this because I listened to our last episode about 15 fucking times.
Oh my God. I listened to it once because I was like, I'm trying to be better about listening to them. But for this one in particular, I was like, Colleen double edited this.
Me too. I listened.
Thanks, guys. And it was short. It was only 72 minutes. So
yeah.
Indeed.
What was always under my belly button?
Once all the swelling went down.
Keep an eye on it for 4 to 6 months. If it's still there, if it's still hard, go back for a follow-up appointment. I can report that after 2 to 3 weeks, it is still there and it is still hard.
Oh, no. Well, that's not great.
It is what it is.
You can probably take that off now in the shower.
I meant to finish it last week, and then I just laid there.
Oh, that one's kind of awesome. I don't say that because I know I said that quote too. I never know when anything is on.
They were reaching in and grabbing something.
Those are my two.
He is in it!
I did them out of order.
Oh, darn. I hate when that happens.
Me too. Ba-ba-da-da. All right, let's finish up with some emails and voicemails. Our first email is from Michael, a near travel nightmare. Hey, broads. So I had a mostly great travel experience to the Adirondacks with friends this weekend. The place we stayed at oddly came with a dog, so the two staff took care of it. On Saturday, we went to the Hudson River to swim and hang out. One of the crew came with and brought a dog. We assumed he would be staying and watching the dog. He did not. For the first hour, it was all good, until all of a sudden, he spots another dog across the river about a quarter mile upstream. Hudson the dog is not fixed. He took off and swam across the Hudson River, looking to spread his seed, while 18 guys stood in shock yelling his name. He did not come back. Two of us were in the water, which was about 60 degrees, so we started swimming across. This was going on for a good 5 minutes. I made it 3/4 of the way across when the dog finally started coming back, and I immediately turned around and started swimming back with him. The dog eventually passed me, and as I was still in the deep part of the river, my legs began cramping and exhaustion set in. I truly thought I would drown. It took every bit of energy I had to get back to the bank and be able to stand. We drove Hudson the dog back to the house in one of our cars, and the owner was there when we got there. I walked by as someone was talking about the dog, and he said, "Hudson is such a good dog and will always come back when you call him." I had no words.
Oh my God.
Crazy. 60 degrees is really cold. I mean, yeah. It's not really, I mean, it's fucking cold. It's not like Arctic cold, but it's really cold. And
it's not, it's, yeah, it's cold and not safe to be in as a human.
Right. So, Really glad that you're still here, Mike, because who else is going to fight the good fight with us?
It's true. Seriously.
Like, you can't drown now. You have to live to see Donald Trump go to jail. It's like your only reason for living still, right? And your kid, but but seriously, that is terrifying.
Yeah, that's really terrifying.
That's really scary.
We are glad that you're not dead. So yay!
Thanks. Yeah, that's oh my God.
Thanks for living. Sincerely, comma, your friends. All right. Next up, we have a voicemail from Maggie Meggs.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie. Okay, so I need your opinion on whether I was the asshole or whether my friend was the asshole.
Never, Maggie.
So I'm going to try to make a long story short. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm going to try, though. Okay, so my friend met this guy who turned out to be a police officer at a bar, at a restaurant that we go to sometimes. So they went on a date around St. Patrick's Day. He was an asshole. Just an asshole the whole date. Like, on the first date, he said something to her about, well, don't go picking out your wedding china or something, your wedding china or something, some crap like that. He was just an asshole, in my opinion. And so, you know, I heard all about this and, you know, tried to get her to block him and not talk to him anymore. I'm also still not convinced that he's not married, but that's a whole other story. So she, of course, is like, gives him a second chance or whatever. Well, or just decides to be his friend. Okay, whatever. Like, hopefully I don't have to deal with this guy, whatever. So that was like March. Then in June, she's going to move. And this guy, who has said he and one or two of his friends will help her move. Well, except he disappears right before her move. And she's trying to confirm details with him. She doesn't hear from him. So, last minute, she has to hire people. That turns out to be a whole shit show, which ends up with one of the movers accusing my friend of stealing her phone, and the police get called. So, which, again, ends up being this guy's fault, because if he just said, I couldn't help you move, you know, whatever. So, again, she's talked to him, she's, you know, still whatever, going to be his friend, whatever. So then, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, she calls me and says, hey, do you want to come watch the Giants game, you know, with me? And I'm like, okay, I don't love football, but I'm trying to be out there and meet people because online dating sucks. Again, another story. And so I said, okay, I'll go. So I end up being later than I mean to, and I get a text from him on the way that, hey, this guy was just here. He may stop by. And I just sort of lose my mind because I'm like, I have no desire to meet this guy. No desire. Like, he's been an asshole to a friend of mine multiple times. Why do I want to meet this guy? I'm just, and then, you know, I kind of get there because I was halfway there. I was practically there when I got the text. I was like, okay, well, is he here? Is he coming? Like, I really don't want to meet him. She's like, oh, he's not even coming. He's not going to come. It's fine. You know? And so
that's what she said.
Then he shows up and I kind of, you know, say hi, kind of say, hey, you know, Maggie, you know, and I'm just like, I really have nothing to say to this guy. And I was really also worried she was going to ignore me the whole time. And so I was just like, okay, I just told her, like, I gotta go. Because I did, I was like, I told her before he got there, I don't want anything to do with this guy. I don't want to meet them. I don't want to hang out with him. I don't want to, you know, he's been an asshole to my friend multiple times. And then I'm also like, I'm more upset about this than you are. So I leave. And I guess, so she got upset with me because I guess I made a scene. And I was like, I didn't make a scene. I said hello, you know. And I left because I didn't want to make a scene. So my question for you is, am I the asshole or is she the asshole? I know he's the asshole. I know that for sure. But so just so need the court of the broads or whatever to weigh in on this. Because if I'm the asshole, then I'll feel a little bit more bad, feel a little bad. But I don't want to, don't like... I was telling her, I'm like, he showed you who he was more than once, and you're still, like, letting him be around. Like, it just blows my mind, and but then it's my friend, and I have to just, yeah, I don't know. So, and then, again, I was more upset about it than she is. And I don't know what, partly think she's being delusional about being his friend. So, sorry for the long story, but wanted your lady's opinion. So thanks so much. Can't wait to hear what you say. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
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 The only thing I think when you said that at the end was the quote, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love these kind of questions. Side note. But the only problem with them is we're always only getting one perspective. I think it's fine if you don't like him. And I think that can be helpful potentially to her if you're firm about not liking him because yeah. He didn't treat her well and he has shown a couple of times that he wasn't a very nice person and that maybe she is giving him too much the benefit of the doubt and having a friend sort of be like, well, I don't like this person and I'm going to put my foot down about it and not actually hang out when he's around because I don't want to be around him. I think that's actually really hard to do, but also valuable. So I don't think that you're necessarily the asshole, Maggie. Yeah. I agree that he is.
Yeah, I think he's the asshole. Yeah.
Agreed. I don't think either you or your friend are in the wrong. I think you did what you needed to do. I think sometimes it's hard for people to see what they can't see.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for them to see it because they aren't ready to.
Ooh.
So I think while you're trying to be there for your friend and illuminate her to the fact that perhaps this guy is bad news, I think she is obviously not ready to see that yet. So it sucks, but I think you just kind of have to keep doing what you're doing and just kind of cut her a little bit of slack and just kind of be there because you got to hope that she will see it eventually.
I completely agree. And that was very well said. And I think that what Amanda said can apply to a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
But also what Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Okay.
Yes.
Next up, we have an email from JP.
Oh, our good friend JP. Another round of broad questions with our good friend JP. And he says, it's been a while with all the broads traveling going on. How dare you make vacation time for yourself? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. We haven't had some good random questions. So here you go. Also, one quick serious note. I wanted to thank everyone who's reached out to me since August and helped in their own way with supporting me since the tragic loss of my family friend. The hardest part I felt was finally venturing to his comedy club in New York a week after his loss. Ro, Amanda, and Daniel were absolutely great listeners that night. I really am in a much better place thanks to this whole weird circle of friends. You are all people I feel closest to, even though I see most of you only once a year. Before we get into the fun and the questions, yeah, JP, thank you for letting us join you that night. I had a really good time. Yeah, and thanks for letting us support you. It was a fun night. You were totally cool. You are cool. I'm glad you're doing okay, friend. But yeah, on to the questions. Fun. Yay. question one. If you could pick one moment in your life that you feel would drastically change your life the most, what would that moment be?
I mean, like, I have an answer for this, but it's like a little bit too much.
I was going to say mine is
for the podcast.
Yeah, mine is, my moment is incredibly personal, and I would not be sitting here in my life right now. So I will give you the second moment in my life that I could drastically change, because my first one is definitely too personal, I think, to share at this moment. And that would be the moment that we decided to have kids. And because for a while we were like, no, 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 no. And then we did have a moment where it changed, and it was where we're like, okay, yeah, maybe we could do that. And then after my grandfather died, it was like, okay, I think probably, you know, we could do the kid thing. And I mean, if we hadn't had... I would change my grandfather dying, because I miss my grandpa every day. He was, you know, my idol and my hero, and I miss him so much. But just that decision and the factors that came to be in that decision, we have Zach. And now Zach is the intro on our intro song for this podcast. So it all comes full circle. But, you know, Zach is the best. So I would not change that. That moment would change me drastically if we hadn't decided to, you know, do the kid thing.
Yeah. You know, I had my first one that I don't necessarily want to share on the podcast, but then, like, the most obvious thing that came to mind that should have probably been my first one, but my dad passed away when I was 2 years old, and my life would be completely different if he hadn't. So yeah. That should have probably been my first one.
Oh my God, you could have been MAGA Shandy. No, I'm just kidding. Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be different completely for the positive either. Because, right. Like, he had a lot of mental health issues. And I remember one time when I was 18, one of my aunts, his sister, saying that, like, kind of like the silver lining was that I grew up away from mental health issues. And that's, like, that impacts you as a kid if you're...
Right.
You know, growing up in a household with a lot of those things going on. But I had other things going on, and that wasn't great either. But so who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the one that came to mind quickest would be when I decided to go to Marist for college.
Oh!
I think my entire adult life would have been different had I gone with what my original plan was, which was going to a school in Boston
I remember that
yeah. Marist was the only school I looked at in New York State, and who I am now is a direct result of that.
Oh, and you wouldn't be here.
Exactly. I wouldn't be here, and I could say that. So for so many of the very near and dear relationships in my adult life.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel that way with randomly taking French in high school. Like,
yeah,
if I hadn't done that. And also if I hadn't had a good teacher.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have my profession or my husband or my life experience.
It's amazing how teachers can
change my college debt. Sorry.
If you are an educator out there, like, huge thank you to you, because I've always had a huge appreciation for educators in America, but you guys are out on the front lines like every day, and it's not easy, and you don't get paid enough, and you should be paid more, and you should be respected more, and you should not have to face fucking people on Facebook who are like, why should they get paid more when you don't work during the summer? Like, fuck those people in the faces. Honestly, like, America is getting stupider, from what I understand from an actual teacher, and it's not good. And how are we going to be a great country if we don't want to invest money into educating our students? So,
it's step one, and it's a pretty obvious step.
It's kind of a very important step. It's kind of like, you know, one of those building blocks, like,
yes, a foundational thing.
You know, whatever. So, Shandy, you know, fist bump. All right. And any other questions from JP?
Yeah, that was only question one.
We have shit.
Question two, is there still a bad habit you have that you think you should have outgrown by now?
I bite my nails. It's bad. I know that.
If it gives you any hope, Frank quit biting his nails like within the last year or so. It's literally never too late. It's never too late to learn how to swim properly. It's never too late to stop biting your nails.
It's fine.
Anybody I used else? To pick out my nails, but I now have stopped, and I clip them. And when they get to the point where I can feel them on my keyboard, I clip them all. And so they're always the same, all of them, the same length. It's like, I've never had that in my life.
Cool. Yeah. Anybody else have any bad habits?
I burp.
That's fine.
But that's a bodily function.
I pick at zits and stuff. I pick at things on my skin.
Oh, totally.
Okay, I was going to say, like, that would be me being like, I fart. I'd like to stop that. It's a bad habit.
I've been sitting here picking at my feet are peeling for some reason, and I've been sitting here picking at that.
Oh my god, that's my favorite place to skin pick.
I will say
not
I quit
me.
Smoking.
Mine
10
is
years
my
ago.
Cuticles. Sorry, what?
I will say that I quit smoking 10 years ago.
Nice,
a whole decade ago.
So. High five!
Yes,
that was that one bad habit that was like I have no regrets, and I'm really like. I had so much fun smoking through all my college years, but it was always a thing where it was like, if I'm still like a grown ass adult and still smoking, then like, that's not going to fly. And I did it.
Good.
25. It's like the year when you can start, you know, renting cars. So you just got to quit smoking, take out the tongue ring.
Be a real and proper adult.
Yep.
Word. And then the final question.
And the final question, if you could have 5 more minutes with someone who is alive, but is no longer in your life anymore, who would that be? And what would you talk about?
JP.
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. You went hardcore this time.
I don't know. I mean, if the person could be dead, then that would be an easy answer.
Yeah,
but... that
changes it. Yeah. If the person was dead, I would just want to talk to my grandpa over and over again.
Right, but that's an easier question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harder.
I know who I would talk to alive, but I don't think that I can share it again. I lost a friend about 3 years ago, and I really miss him, and I can't talk to him now, but I would love to just catch up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I had a falling out with a friend, like, a couple years ago, and it took me, like, a full year to kind of, like, come out the other side. But now it's like, I'm okay. Like, I guess we were never that close. If I can just be like,
but see, I can. I still feel sad.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get that. And I did for a long time too. But now I'm kind of like, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Not really, but.
All right. Well, let's finish this sucker up with an email from Andy. This show is going to be a bit longer this week, but I blame Amanda's neighbors for having sex because I can't cut that out. And I normally would cut that out.
I blame them too.
But, like, who's going to cut out human pleasure, raw human pleasure in the wild? And chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Andy writes to us this week, hey, broads, you know what doesn't get better in your 30s? Dating. Sure, being in a relationship has its ups and downs, but dating only gets worse the older you get. No one really wants to be there. Everyone's holding out for that sure thing that has likely been in a long-term relationship for at least a couple of years now. Creepy dude bros ruin it for everyone else, and dating apps seem to make it harder to find someone. As you can probably guess, I'm a little frustrated with dating yet again. I can't really even call it being in a rut since I've never been in a groove with it. Sorry, maybe I should give it a rest again, but I just don't know how that'll change anything aside from more time passing. I don't want it to sound like I'm in a bad way. It's just, I feel like it shouldn't be this difficult, and I don't know what I need to change to fix that. I guess I just got to keep going forward and keep myself open to what's out there, and maybe there will be an October surprise in store for me. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying, like, I'm thinking about that too. When you're like, you know, no matter what it is, when you're just like, feel like you're trying over and over again without success, like, what is it that you change to open up the floodgates?
Right.
And I don't really know.
Oh, well, and that's the hard thing about dating, is because it's not completely up to you.
Right.
It's, you can change as many things as you want, but it is a bit of a two-way street.
Yeah.
So sometimes it really isn't anything you're doing wrong or anything you're doing right. It just is. And that just, it sucks.
And I
wish I had better advice for how to work through that. But I think that's just life sometimes. It's just messy and unfair. But that's to say, that's how it is today. It could...
Yeah.
Life can change in a snap.
Exactly. And that's also something you can't do or not do. And it just changes. It's just, you know, like Mary Poppins, just the wind changes. And
yeah,
that's so you went with Mary Poppins. I was like, Thanos or Iron Man can snap their fingers and change everything.
I always got to go with my girl, Julie Andrews, though, when given the option. We're on this journey with you, friend.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. We look forward to your next update. On that note, thank you to everyone that contributed some feedback to us tonight. JP, thanks for those questions that are going to give Amanda a whole nother set of freaking insomnia.
Yep.
The one thing
thanks,
that she was,
friend.
You know,
not
when
sleeping tonight either. I
exactly.
Guess.
Like she started this episode and she was like, whatever. You know what I hope? I hope that I can't sleep tonight because A, I want to listen to my neighbors fuck, and B, I want to listen to my neighbors fuck while also contemplating existential questions.
Existential
questions. Okay.
To existential. Exist.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know that.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to be that asshole.
No, it's okay. This is all bloopers. This is wonderful. I love it. Good times.
Oh, man.
Thanks, JP.
JP always comes through, man.
Yep.
That better not be a mess, what she said. If that's on there, I'm going to be pissed. JP always comes through.
Read the room, Matt. Read the room.
And I remembered what Jack was talking about.
Oh, what was it?
It was the handsy guy. And
the woman
who sat him down to talk about how she was uncomfortable. And,
yes.
And Jack was like, she shouldn't have even been put in that position. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah,
yes!
That's right.
Yeah. He's not wrong. A bit of housekeeping. No new show next week. Live show in 2 weeks, the 15th, for the patrons. If you want to become a patron, you can do so going to patreon.com/JayandJack. Thank you to everyone that is currently a patron. Especially the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake the Distributor. Thanks, guys, so much. If you want to get anything we talked about tonight or anything in general through our Amazon affiliates link, that would be great too. And that would be jayandjack.com/Amazon. That would be all lowercase letters. We're going to have a live Halloween party for every listener, and you better come in costume, on October 29th. We're really excited about this. It's going to be great. It's going to be off the hook. And I think that's it for housekeeping in general. thanks, guys, for listening. Check out Jay's channel, Geek Dad Life. Check out, I don't know, everything else that we talked about earlier. If you have any feedback for anything that you want to talk about that we talked about tonight, like the common objects not designed for women.
Yes.
If you had a 91919 baby or any palindrome baby, I would love to hear about that because I love that shit. Or anything else in general, if your neighbors have ever had sex while you were recording a podcast and listening. Yeah, or anything in general, like I would love to hear that too. Like, let's make fall 2019, the year of your neighbors having sex. So that would be thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Yep. Just do it. Swipe up on the show notes and click on the link, and I'm sure it'll do that really easily. Or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. Do that as well. Okay, on that note, does anybody have anything else?
Hold on, let me listen. Yeah, no, we're good here.
Shanty pants.
Nope.
All right, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Peace out.
Goodbye.
Bye.